So your title, your name and title, and please do let us know about Vencore.
Okay. My name is Chris Vasco, and I'm the program manager for our application services for Vencore Incorporated. Vencore is a system engineering services and integration company. We've actually been in business for over 40 years, but we recently acquired a few other companies and rebranded ourselves as Vencore just last year. So we're a company of about 4,000 people, and we service civil agencies like NASA, DOD agencies, intelligence agencies, folks like that. So we're very adept at integrating big data systems, global systems, and it's really all about bringing content applications together so that warfighters, intel analysts, or in this case public safety people can use that to do their jobs.
So recently you all developed the app ecosystem that will be a part of FirstNet. Tell me about that.
Right. So over the last 4 or 5 years, we developed something we call the Intelligent Data Exploitations and Analytics Systems. That is an application ecosystem. We developed it for the DoD world to be able to, again, do their jobs easier, get solutions quickly based on all that content and applications coming together. But when we saw FirstNet and what they were trying to achieve, it was a very, very similar problem, just a different domain. So we thought, let's bring this ecosystem to FirstNet to see if they can get some value out of it to help the public safety world. As part of that, we've initiated an application challenge. We just started it a couple of days ago. It's going to run for the next 4 weeks. And what we're doing is making the application ecosystem available for first responders and for solution developers to get together virtually, because it's all virtual online, get together virtually, look at real unmet needs that first responders have posted in our collaboration forum, and then the developers will go off and build applications, and if they choose, they can use one of our partners is IBM. They can go in, use IBM's cloud services for doing application development, and they can build mobile apps, analytical applications, really anything that they can think of that'll meet that unmet need. And then after they build it, they can post it into our application ecosystem. And at the end of the 4 weeks, we'll award cash and other prizes as part of that.
Great. So what are the actual issues that have already been out there as far as some of those unmet needs? I know you said you guys are involved with APCOM, so tell me about that, what the unmet needs are, and what are some of the ideas that are out there that could be making it to, you know, public safety agency near us soon.
Okay. Yes, yeah, we are, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We are working very closely with APCO and also with the United States Geospatial Intelligence Foundation. Those folks do a lot of work in the geospatial world, which if you're dealing with maps, those are the people that you want to work with. So that's a big area or a big element within first responders, geolocation, all of that. So they're both helping us do a number of different things. APCO has been very active in actually defining and working with public safety folks to bring in some unmet needs. Since we have started the challenge this week, we've also had probably a dozen first responders see it, come in, register themselves, and post their unmet needs. And they're across the gamut. We've had folks from New York City putting in from the sanitation department wanting to deal with snow emergencies. How do you really effectively do that? We've also built into our system over time a lot of different content. One of them, for example, related to that one, that use case is TomTom traffic. So we have TomTom data feeds into our platform that developers can use for the next 4 weeks to come up with something really interesting for New York City to consider. So that was one example. We've had emergency services folks, firefighter, wildfire folks that have come in and posted some of their needs. Pretty much everything that we've seen so far has been a problem that is, matter of fact, a lot of them have already been solved. The first responders don't just know it. And there's already applications out there. But nothing that we have seen so far is really all that difficult of a problem to solve to get an application built and put out there in the system. And incidentally, after The challenge is over. We do the prize awarding. There'll be a period for at least the next few months after that where we're going to make all those applications that come through it available for first responders, for FirstNet, and really anyone else to come and evaluate, you know, not only how well those apps work, but how did that whole process, how well did that process work for folks to come in, post their needs, and get their solutions.
Cool. So how will people be able to access that, and how can they register for the challenge right now?
So there's it's online, and we're actually broadcasting the URL out to people. But probably the easiest way for folks to find it is go to FirstNet on Twitter. They just tweeted a link that folks can go and find the challenge.
Great.
IBM put out a press release this week as well. So if you Google IBM application challenge with Vencore, for example, it should bring up the information you need to get into it.
Cool.
And all folks need to do is, if they want to go in and participate, either as a first responder or as a solution provider, just register for the challenge. That gives them access into the ecosystem, and for no cost, they can go and participate either as a provider again or a first responder. First responders, by the way, will get an award out of this, that participate and get and work with developers and get a solution built. If the government, we have to limit it to $25. If not, we're awarding GoPro cameras for them. And the grand prize winner on the solution provider side, we're providing $5,000 in cash.
Right. Amazing. Okay. So any other websites to mention as far as ways for folks to find out more about the ecosystem? I understand going to the Twitter, but anything else you want to put out there as far as a way for people to access more about Vencore and
what they can go to Vencore.com and they'll find us. They can also access our application ecosystem is available on geomarketspace.com. So that's geomarketspace, all one word, .com. If you go there, you'll see the challenge as well. You'll see what the ecosystem is. You'll be able to really kind of understand all about it. And you can also access a first responder market space in there that already has some tools and some applications that folks can check out and get kind of a sense of what we think FirstNet's trying to achieve, you know, with its ecosystem, making it very easy for a first responder that has no experience really working with IT or applications mm-hmm. or anything like that, to actually come in and run, find something easily, and then just go and run it with some simple wizards and actually get an answer.
Cool.
So we have some products in there already that they can go in and kick the tires on.
Cool. Well, great. Pleasure speaking with you, Chris, and thanks for letting us know all about it.
All right.
Thank you.